What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Here's the Scenario, your new favorite podcast. I love saying that. Where we take your hypotheticals, your scenarios, your what ifs, your Mary fuck kills, any question, you can ask us our social security numbers and we'll give it to you. And you make the fucking questions up and you send it to the Instagram and we answer that. I'm one of your hosts, Brendan Saglow, being joined with me as always.
You really think you nailed that, huh?
I just wasn't ready. I was like, oh, fuck, man. I got to do this. The minute I sat in the chair and Nicole was like, yeah, we're all in the right places, I was like, fuck.
I'm in control of something.
I'm in control of this.
Yeah, can't just lay back and be a snipe. Mike Cannon.
I'm Mike Feeney. And yeah, you've been in that chair for 25 minutes.
I know, dude. I fucking...
You had the most opportunity to get comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, I made the mistake of watching a 3-hour movie last night, and now I'm all fucking...
What movie?
I watched The Hateful Eight.
Okay. And now why...
Which would have been a good name for this podcast, The Hateful Three.
But when did you watch it? Like at 2 a.m.?
I started it at 11.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't too bad, but then I was like, up.
Two. That's when it was over.
Yeah. And I wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, whoa. Why not? So if you got questions for us, please just send it to the Instagram and
go to heresthescenario.com for all that information. Get the pod on iTunes, YouTube, you name it. See the Patreon. All of that information is listed in the body description of the latest episode.
Patreon is so hot right now.
It's so hot. We're putting up tons of shit. I put up songs. Mike's got the Mike Takes Edibles, which I'm so excited to see this next one. I was talking to Nicole about it yesterday.
And there's a little tutorial in the middle of it. A little Brendan gets some solo time with the camera.
Yes, exactly. I decided to take over Mike's web series and in the middle of it make my own web series.
That somehow still lives on my web series.
Yeah, so we got tons of fucking shit and... just check it out, man. It helps us and it helps you have fun with your life.
Yeah.
Anyway,
an uncomfortable promotional man.
And I'm trying to get better at it, but it is hard, I would say, you know, because I just want to lay in the cut and be a snipe. I just want to lay in the cut and go.
Yeah, I feel like if we right were doing the podcast, you would literally just come in with pew and then get quiet again. You would actually add
I missed.
That's why I'm glad.
I'm
glad you decided on the same tactic because I wanted to see what followed the pew.
But it's so funny to just let me sit in it.
That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You just gave us credit.
Yeah, yes, we're all funny.
But
this
totally
podcast
sounded
is great.
Like you were disagreeing.
Also, reach out to us and tell us how you feel about the podcast and leave a review on iTunes.
5 stars.
That fucking helps, man.
Yeah.
And see us live. We're all going on tour. We have a lot
to ask of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's why it bothers me so much because I'm like, not only am I holding just a cup being like, more, please, more. I have 16 cups going, can you fill up all of these? Yeah.
By the way, I'll be thirsty later.
Yeah, every day. Can you just keep filling these cups up? So our first question comes from, we got three from Muthani.
Oh.
Who is the best artist out? Well, he said Mike C. surprised us with great singing in the last episode.
Thank you.
Who is the best artist out there, not comedy? Best artist out there.
That's like not- full spectrum artist?
I guess so, yeah. Any kind of art.
Jamie Foxx?
You think so?
He's one of them, for sure, yeah. It's like him and Donald Glover, kind of, for the Swiss Army knife of talents. Maybe Mateo?
Mateo
probably has more to offer. Yeah. Than any other human being. It's a failure of every major, like of Comedy Central, of Netflix, of whoever, that he doesn't have 10 million followers and like everybody knows who he is. He can sing, fucking draw, comedy, act, you name it. The guy can literally do anything and they're like, we don't know what to do with him.
Yeah, we don't know. And he's not even straight. So you can do things with him.
Yeah.
Okay, and no one's going to be mad at you.
Yeah.
Mateo Lane should be selling out the Roman Colosseum.
And cooking the spaghetti for everyone.
He's a good cook, too.
He's unbelievable.
He's a great cook, huge cock.
I bet.
Oh my God. Yeah, Jamie Foxx is a good answer. I was actually going to talk to you about this on the train ride and I just completely forgot, but I watched this interview with Jamie Foxx where he was talking about doing Django. And when he was first doing it, he was like kind of playing it cool, yeah, you know, yeah, and like playing it very like, yo, you know, whatever. He's like kind of tiptoeing around being like playing it cool black. And then he was like,
why would he tiptoe around that?
Well, because.
Oh, man.
Well, because.
I would love to get a quick isolation shot of Brendan's halt hand towards Mike.
Let me finish.
Yeah, he goes,
oh, you were going to answer
I
that question?
I wasn't halting. I was going, well, because.
No, you went full five-finger stop.
That was like, stopping the name
this
of the
This just says hi. This says I love you.
Before you break my heart? Yeah.
But also, yeah, you weren't going to answer that question.
Yes, I was.
You were going to answer why he was tiptoeing around saying he was going to be cool black, even though he's black?
Yeah, would you like
finish?
Would you like me to finish?
Yeah.
Or would you just like to keep going? I'm in a hilarious mood where I kind of like just poking Mike a little bit.
Yeah, which is crazy.
And that always goes well.
He's getting that pain.
Especially when I have a coffee headache and my nose hurts. That's the perfect time to do it.
Your
the temperature
vein is,
in my body
your
is
vein is popping out. It's gonna start whispering in your ear. Just kill him.
Yeah, it's just that's past. I ignore that every day.
Well, he said that Quentin Tarantino came into his trailer and was like, "I knew this was gonna happen when I hired you." And Quentin, like the way he's describing it, I was like, "Is Quentin like being like super racist? Is he being like?" Being like, I knew this was going to happen when I hired a cool guy. He's like, stop playing it cool. Stop playing it like that. And Jamie Foxx was like, I was just playing it like a black guy. Something. You got to watch the video. Can we throw it up? Let's throw it up.
Now I have a question for Feeney. And Nicole, if you'd like to chime in, you're certainly.
Did that answer,
my question?
I don't know. In no way. And also, the is Quentin Tarantino racist thing is like maybe one of the worst takes out there, because he literally has cast more like black people as leads than like
I don't think
any
racist. I just think
you
it
just
was
said is Quentin Tarantino.
He was
racist.
Relaying
I
with think Jamie Foxx.
Well, Jamie,
were you?
I was, but Jamie,
no, you actually editorialized the situation.
I just thought in my head, I was like, this doesn't sound good.
But it's like that when is a long discussed topic as well, so it's not necessarily the worst take. Because
it's not
some
even
people,
a hot take.
Some
it's,
people,
it,
think,
I don't think it's
no,
a,
no,
it's a tired
sitting
take.
In the mic
yeah, I don't think it's a hot take.
It's tired.
It's a hard.
But it's also
overcoat.
A wrong one because again, it's
why
like,
are you so mad?
The amount, yeah. Well, because
so mad.
The amount of people who have casted, like, you know, like with just between cast. Samuel L. Jackson and also in Jackie Brown as
he
well. Like,
oh, he casted Samuel L. Jackson. He's not racist at all.
Right. Well, a female black lead.
No, white people
movie.
Never hire black people to be under them.
What did he hire them for? Then? What did he hire them for?
Hey, please read the N word that I wrote 4,000 times
in
this script.
Yeah, let me say it to
puppet.
You.
Yeah.
I control you. I'm word perfect, so I need you to. Quentin is my owner.
Yeah, yeah.
Read that, please.
Slowly. I wrote it in the script.
Yeah, I'm going to cut it, but
you
I'll save it for my
it.
Personal stash.
I'm just saying, there
is Quentin Tarantino's
he's
biggest
fan.
I've
dude.
Never
he's
seen
he's
like
not.
This.
He's
I'm not. I was
the,
initially I was going to defend him, and then I saw how you guys were like, "Let's try and make Feeney mad by bigot," but it's not in any way. So now I'm just like, "Oh, now I'll just go with it too." Sure, he's a racist.
Of course,
Tarantino's a bigot.
We're all winning.
Yeah, yeah.
that's like the root of all.
Don't you see that
of
none of us
arguments?
Have opinions? It's all just based on the first person's opinion.
Yeah,
none of us know what we think or feel. It's if you say it, I got the opposite,
and
I'm going to hurt you.
I want to see the pain in your eyes when I say the thing that you don't agree with.
Yeah. And to me, I'm just like, it's wrong.
Don't you mean
but I don't,
it's wrong. We
it's
fucking,
wrong, but I also am not, I don't care enough to defend it. I don't emotionally care enough to defend it. But when Brendan comes in with his tired, boring, old takes, I can't help but get a little angry.
Nope. Feeney was an underfed fish in a man-made pond, and we had a night crawler on our hook, and he fucking got it hooked right in his lower lip, and he came on up, and we threw him back in.
What was the question?
The question was, who's the best artist? But I still want to mention one more thing about Quentin Tarantino, because there was another thing that I was like, this guy's fucking weird, where when he was doing
editorial coming in, here
when he was doing Joe Rogan's podcast, and they talked about Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
He said big fan?
Well, yes, actually, but they're like friends and all that, and he was saying—
Still?
Well, I don't know. This is
what?
This is so he was
this
talking
is the
about
misinformation
him.
Podcast.
Yeah,
yeah,
Brendan
yeah.
Well, just
with
summarizing poorly
T.
other
Feeney.
Conversations.
I'm your name now. Well, I was just saying he was saying when the whole thing happened, and Joe was like, did you say anything to Harvey Weinstein? And I thought he was going to go, yeah, I told him, like, you can't be touching and raping women. Mm. But what he said was, Harvey, you gotta fucking stop. Like, this is getting out there. You're gonna ruin everything. And I was like, what? He said the words, you're gonna ruin everything. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fucking
well,
crazy.
Because it was like he bankrolled all of his movies.
Everyone.
I know. But
so
like,
it's like, yeah.
Shouldn't it be, hey, don't rape, not you're gonna ruin our whole thing? You know,
well, there are
what is he, Walter White?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think Harvey Weinstein is probably the closest to Walter White of celebrities. Except he wasn't even doing
it
for a good reason.
If I stop raping, a company that could be listed on the NASDAQ disappears.
Someone gets raped and you think that of me?
Yeah. No, I'm the one who cocks.
Who rapes, who cocks.
Who forces. Okay.
I still don't know, though, who the answer is for best artist.
Best artist? They're probably some fucking underground who knows in Vermont.
I'm going with just acting because you can't bring like modern art into this. I
Jamie
don't know.
Fox is
you know?
A good
I
mean,
then Kanye is kind of a good answer.
Kanye would be an answer.
I guess Daniel Day-Lewis is in
Daniel
that
Lewis.
Thing.
No, he can do one thing.
He's
and it's
good at acting.
It's pretending. Not impressed.
Yeah.
Not impressed.
Yeah.
Let me see you paint with your foot.
How about
which he did in my left foot.
I know.
And won an Oscar
Donald
for.
Trump.
He actually, that's the one thing he did perfectly, actually.
Right.
He won an Oscar for being so good at painting with his foot.
Wait. All right, so Daniel Day-Lewis, it
no,
is.
No, but he had a body double. He had a foot double.
Okay,
that
here
foot
we go.
Was gross.
I never saw my left foot. And okay. I still can't see both feet.
Was that a Foley impression?
I think that's a, well, it was a fat joke, so yes.
Whoa!
Coming
shots
at.
Fired! Wow. Oh my goodness! Podcast wars.
Anyway,
the original trash heap is challenging. Are you garbage?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I remember when Foley, when we did Garbage Days, me and Scott reunion episode coming up on the Patreon.
Oh,
later next week. Foley texted me before they started their podcast and went, hey, do you mind if we call it Are You Garbage? Because you guys are garbage days. And I went, nah, call it that. I don't give a shit. And to this day, I regret that.
What, that you guys didn't come up with a game called Garbage Days?
Yeah, no. That's the whole podcast.
Embodied it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, here's another
whole
one.
The podcast was awful.
Can't wait for the reunion.
Yeah. The reunion's fun. Also bad.
It's like talking about a canceled TV pilot.
Yeah,
being
yeah.
Like reunion episode coming
yeah.
soon.
Yeah, yeah. We are the Growing Pains movie.
Yeah. Remember that show you didn't listen to? It's back.
Not that no one listened to it, of course.
Was there enough people to listen to it to continue it?
Mm. Same could be said about Irish Group.
Yeah.
I would actually say
fuck
no.
Fuck you,
to that.
Feeny.
Yeah,
how dare you? It's us against you today.
It's me against my own self.
Yeah, yeah. It's me against every single person in this room. Okay, here's another one from Muthani. How would you dress different if you were rich? Second part of the question, what makes a stranger look rich on the street to you? That is a great question. I think we all know how I would dress if I was rich. The chains that I wear would not be $20.
That's it?
Amazon. No, I'd wear fucking big chains. I'd have one that's like a pendant
No, you wouldn't. Would you?
I don't know. Maybe. I love diamond necklaces, dude. I want to look fucking like Rick Ross. I want to look like the Pose, dude.
That would be funny if you just spent all your money on jewelry and still had to wear Marshall's clothes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm wearing $7 white New Balances.
Disintegrating shirt, and you're like, but you have a $30,000 chain on?
Yeah, my whole thing is if I was rich, you would see it, and that's probably not the way to go. You know what I mean?
No, it's terrible. But anytime I see someone in a three-piece suit, I'm like, oh, this guy's got money. Three-piece is an elevation.
Yeah, and it's like fit, like it's tailored and everything.
Yeah, tailored clothes is just the instant, oh, okay, this person has enough money to get everything specialized.
Exactly, yeah.
You can get anything tailored, right?
Yeah, but even like, so I don't, the suit is fine, obviously, but any Nimrod right out of college could own a fucking suit they got for their bar mitzvah. You know, it's like, you gotta have a certain tan, sunglasses, hairstyle like this.
Hair's got to be perfect.
Nobody with a skin fade, unless you're in the NBA or a professional athlete, is really doing well. Everybody, you know, you almost have the adult cut where it's like snipped on the sides and everything is perfectly coiffed.
Yeah.
And it looks like you just grew into a perfect cut, but you just got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the amount of money. Not you, but that's the amount of money. You have a little too much grown over your ears, but that's the amount of money.
Tried to get a haircut yesterday.
Tried to get a haircut, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
That's the worst, isn't it?
I showed up for an appointment, and they told me that I was a week early. Really? For next Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Instead, by accident.
Oh, that sucks.
And there I was like, all right, then I'll just get anybody to cut my hair. And they go, we are packed. We have no openings the entire day.
Oh, my God. Where do you go?
I go to this hair salon in Astoria.
Maybe I'll start going to a hair salon, because I just go to a barber and they're like, yeah. I'm like, yeah.
You got to have somebody that knows how to fluff up the right spots.
Yeah.
Build the illusion of whatever is happening over there.
It can't be thinning angles right in the middle patch.
You know, you laugh until it happens to you.
Dude, okay? Last night or yesterday, I had an emergency haircut because when I grow in, it just is a dusty mess.
Uh-huh.
And so I went to a barber that I never had before, and he's like a cool looking black dude, dressed young, whatever, and he was just jousting my head and like hitting me and fucking dude. After a while, I go, stop hurting me. And he was like, what? And I'm like, you're being insanely rough. Like, I know you feel this, dude. I know it's 6 o'clock, it's the end of the day, whatever, but you're fucking poking me with a thing and it's fucking hurting me. And he goes, my apologies. I was like, knock $10 off.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Wow.
I said, you fucking hit me in the head.
Be so funny if you got up to go to the bathroom and it just says like homo on the back.
Yeah,
like,
I've written... the certified lover boy.
Yeah, this is cool.
Just says the N-word back there.
Yeah,
it wouldn't.
See, that's how I would be if I would dress like Drake. I would like it would be bad, I think, or good. I don't know. I mean, Drake had that like $1 million outfit on, and
what $1 million?
He had $1 million, like everything on him cost.
I understand what $1 million outfit means, but
then
I just,
why
it was
are
kind
you
of all inclusive of it? But where was it? When was it?
Look it up. There's a thing.
How
about
long
it.
Ago was that? This week?
Last year. It was like last
a
year at some point. Yeah, Drake flexes his million outfit on How Much Is Your Outfit?
He's wearing a turtleneck.
He's wearing a turtleneck.
A chain, a tweed blazer, like he's going horse hunting.
Yeah.
He's got to spend a few hundred thousand dollars on jewelry because the clothes, like at most that jacket could be like $2,000.
Yeah.
I'm sure at most it could be a lot. But,
yeah. I mean, I've seen some shit that.
But I thought he'd just be like covered in a
what
crystal.
What have you seen?
If you've seen nothing,
I've seen some shit.
I've seen some shit, man. Yeah, I've been to stores.
Not even a million. $979.
Oh,
what a fucking phony.
Embarrassing.
He's just got to put on like $20,000 more worth of shit.
He's got a 30K cock rape.
Yeah. So that's how I would dress. How would you dress? How would you look to look rich?
I mean, I don't know, man. If I were rich or to look rich, because obviously,
if you were rich, how would you?
I think I'd be like, you know, I'd probably dress very similarly, except have more T-shirts.
Yeah.
Like I'd have more exclusive type T-shirts. That would be it, dude. It's like I just know. I've been thinking about it a lot because the only thing I would really pour money into if I have an influx of rich funds, like rich, I would get a house, I'd get all this stuff for my family. It's all function. It has nothing to do with what I drape on my bodice.
Yeah.
It's like I'd probably wear this shirt. I'd get rid of it quicker so it would never get hard in the pits. And then I'd just get, you know, new vintage shit
hard
all the time.
Hard in the pits was a whole new description of what goes on.
Yeah. You never sweat that much in a T-shirt that's like vintage or whatever that it just like it calcifies in the armpit.
Oh,
no.
God.
All my white shirts. Oh. And I do like they're.
I know
my
you
white
know
shirts
what I
are
mean.
Gross. Yeah, all my white shirts.
I've had like the yellow. It's a yellow.
Yeah, I get the yellow
perspirant, but never the.
It looks like
it happens with heavier. Like yellow is whatever. That's with thin white T-shirts.
Yeah.
But I'm talking like vintage, almost gilded, like kind of rough as it is.
Yeah,
shirts and
that happens.
You put on deodorant. Eventually, the deodorant and the sweat transfers onto the shirt, and it just becomes hard and discolored, no matter how much you wash it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a couple of shirts that are like that, and they're all like band shirts or something.
Always.
Or like fucking.
Well, Robbie Sloak yesterday, he's wearing like I would describe his fashion now as like Miami chic, like or like my 80s Miami, and he's just like I'm just sick of it. I'm going through a change. I'm throwing out all my old clothes. I'm doing a whole a repackage, a refresh. And I was like, that's exactly what I'm doing. I was getting rid of, I'm like going through, I'm like, I'm never wearing this again. I'm never wearing this again. I'm like taking all of these things out of the closet and then putting them away and then refilling them. Anytime I buy something new, I got to get rid of something old.
That's like the Kanmari. Marie Kondo
thing. Kanmari.
Kanmari, yeah.
That's why Feeny just is like, this doesn't go with a mustache.
Most of
this
it
doesn't
is.
Bring me joy. He's pushing Erica out.
Most of it's gone.
But I think if we all became like multi millionaires, I think I would get you a diamond fucking thing with like a cruise face.
What do you think? You're dressing me?
I would just get you for like your birthday.
But a birthday gift for who? What do you,
for
that's
you.
That's like getting your wife a bowling ball. You're hoping she gives it back. What do you want to wear my son
I don't
want to
wear your son's face on my body. That's,
who does?
You do.
Why? Why would I want to
Because you love him?
I a thought? Crystal, a diamond enshrined pedophile beacon.
It's your son!
Yeah, I know.
And anybody goes, hey, are you a pedophile? You go, that's my son. They go, oh, very cute. You love him.
No.
I think he's got you there.
You wouldn't.
It would have to be a closed locket.
What
I don't want to show his face.
It? All right, fine. Then I'm getting Feeny a fucking diamond woman with Jeet's face on it.
Love it. I'll take
that
it.
That is better. It's a dog. Nobody rapes dogs.
Well, that's
you've never been to Scandinavia
or Sayasa
or this room right now. All right. Here's another fucking question. Oops. Here's another question from Muthani, and then we'll his last question. Longest road trip time or distance that you've ever been on.
Exactly hypothetical, but I will.
I guess it's just a question.
The longest one I've ever did was New York, Long Island, Eastern Long Island to Florida, which was 18 and a half hours.
Yeah.
Is this just driving?
Yeah.
Just driving. Yeah, and that to me was such a, that to me was such a thing where we were like, and I've told this before, but we all of my friends in between like semesters of college, we were like, we're going to all reunite, do a road trip, hang out at my mom's house down in Florida. Let's all drive together. And then we left at like 4 a.m. and we're like, yeah. And then like an hour later, we're just all on our phones bored for the next
like
17
swingers.
Hours. It just sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the longest I've ever on when I, me and Racine did a college in West Virginia, and that was like 7 hours there,
yeah,
7 hours
tough.
Back.
I did that. I did Pittsburgh in a night, like 8 hours there and then 8 hours back.
God.
I didn't drive. I was shit faced.
Who were you with?
I think I was with like Billy Procida, Josh, Josh from Ben and Josh. Why am I forgetting?
Josh Wesson.
Josh Wesson, and Adam Lucidi. It was like such a mishmash of
what a fun crew
of of
Pittsburgh.
Do they do it
so
anymore? Like, anybody but me. But that was bad. I did. I mean, I've talked about the trip my father and I took from New York to Indiana to pick up my sister after her freshman year of college, which I forced him to listen to Dr. Dre's Chronic 2001 the entire 13 and a half hour drive.
Let's get high.
High. He was like, all right, white son. But then I did another my. College, we did 10 or 11 hours on a bus to North Carolina and then back.
Yeah.
And then I also did, there was another really shit one. Oh, the flight. I mean, my honeymoon flight was like 26 hours. It was out to Qatar, to Bali, back.
That
was a long ass motherfucking time to be in a seat.
God.
Yeah. So when I went to Ireland, we had that, Portugal. We booked like a cheap flight and it transferred in Germany. So it was like 8.5 hours to Germany and then like 3 hours back the other way towards Portugal.
Yeah.
We were like this to this, which
makes a transfer.
Is not worth saving the $500, I'll tell you that.
He did this to this. It's one of the legs to the swastika.
When I went to Ireland.
I mean, any zigzag, right?
Yeah.
You just go like this and you're like, you have started making a swastika with the one line.
That's right. Yes. Zigzags are illegal in Germany.
You can't even draw an
You're
X.
Getting very close to being in jail.
X used to mark the spot. Now it's a circle.
I can't do a German accent. I don't know how.
I can't really either. I just
no. That was good.
My mouth.
Can you?
You both stopped and then looked at me as if to be like, the floor is yours.
Yeah. Can you?
Not really. I can. I'm trying to think of what to say. I need something to say. What did you just say? I'll just say the thing. You said.
Nein.
Yeah, you could do that. One word. German's good because they're like, it's very staccato, but they talk very quiet, and then they come in, and they get very loud, you know, and then they do that.
It's close. It's very close.
All right, this next
question. Nothing like the guy who admits he can't do it, then critiquing other people.
Why can't you admit? Why can't you admit that you're not good at something and then also
I just said not really, and then I didn't need your critique. I already self-assessed before I did it.
All right, that was my second.
That's like if Papa Doc came out and was like, yeah, you're white and your mom's a whore. And they're like, yeah, we heard him.
We just said that.
We just heard him say that.
Said it.
And we jumped you.
What if he had a good line for it? What if he went, yeah, you are white, and I fucking fucked your mama. Ay.
But then they would have, you said a good line.
No. Then he went like that.
I thought it was a good line he was going to say.
I'm more of a writer. Than a
are you?
Give me some time.
I'm more of a dreamer.
Yeah.
I'm more of a lay back and picture the lifestyle.
I'm more of a sayer.
Yeah. I'm all.
I mean, aren't we
that's
all?
New, isn't that's this, a new yes. T-shirt.
All we're doing is saying.
This is comics who are too lazy for writers' packets.
Yeah. This is, yeah.
That's what yep. podcasting
this is. This is the new yep. T-shirt. More of a sayer than a player. That's it.
I'm not a player, but I say a lot.
Yeah.
That's good.
Next question.
Next question.
What's the scenario?
Here's the scenario. This comes from Northern Nature Guy.
What?
What?
He tried to isolate me away from you.
I eyed him down because I'm following the here's the scenario thing that we all agreed on.
Right.
I didn't agree to that. I don't like
it. It seems weird to not agree to it.
Yeah, well, it sounds
like us.
You don't
like the call and response?
Yeah. I don't.
Wait.
What the what's the scenario? Here's the scenario.
We don't have to say what's the scenario, but him saying here's the scenario.
Yeah, you don't have to say what's the scenario.
We only do it if the person doesn't say it. Then it's a cue.
Yes, I'm just saying, you know, people are coming up to me, hey, great, what's the scenario? And I go, it's actually here's the scenario.
Yeah, if anything.
So we're trying to kind of ingrain.
Yeah.
It's a marketing.
I was on Alonzo Bowden's radio show and he said the podcast wrong. 100% of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
He just said the scenario, and I was like, I'm sure if you type
man,
it in.
Man, even that would have been great.
Yeah, the scenario, he
no, just
it.
The scenario would be a great
I'm sure
podcast.
That's something.
Yeah. I don't think so. I like our name.
Me too. I just want other people to remember it.
Yeah. If you could delete one category of podcast from existence and make them illegal to produce in the future, what would it be?
Category? I think those, I'm done with those true crime things. Let's get those out of here. You know, all the low talking, and then
yeah,
when
the
I
true
went to
crime
the penitentiary,
shit.
I was surprised to find out that maybe he had not seen the murder weapon at all. But how could he not have if he was the murderer? And then it's like, ling, ling, ling,
yeah,
ling,
it's like
and then
serial.
They do like little interstitial movie.
Takes
which
a whole
I never
season
to.
To even answer the question.
I never
and it never
it.
Gets answered
because there is no answer.
There is no answer. Mm. The answer to every true crime is mostly we don't know, and we still don't know. But here's the evidence.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What would you guys get rid of?
Nazi podcasts.
Yeah.
Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, erase them.
Yeah, get them out of here.
And we'll have them as guests on our shows.
That's yeah.
The only place you can find them.
Fucking pump the numbers up. Chris.
You know what I would get rid of is big corporations conspiracy podcasts. Not conspiracy podcasts. I'm talking like Viacom doing a show on conspiracy and all cutesy and everyone is about the moon landing or some other bullshit that who gives a fuck.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm sick and goddamn tired of running over the same three conspiracy podcasts and conspiracy theories and acting like you're doing it. You know what I mean? Conspiracy is like an interesting psychotic thing to dive into.
Yeah.
And if you want to, by all means, feel free. I did it for 3 years, but what troubles me the most is how many like true TV, you know, I've been brought in as an expert or a comedian or whatever. And they're yeah. like, JFK, go. And I'm like, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
This isn't interesting. Nobody cares. It's the same show over and over. It's like, why don't you blow us out of the water and be like, Sandy Hook, can that many kids' bodies stack in a
yeah.
closet?
Yeah. They would never touch that.
No.
But there will be true crime podcasts in like 50 years that are like, Sandy Hook, go.
Well, I think all the Alex Jones and like a bunch of those people are getting legitimately sued now.
As they should.
Yeah, well, they should because it goes beyond questioning and it goes into targeted harassment.
It's the loudest bell in the fucking world.
Nothing worse than a long, sustained buzzer.
Long buzzer.
Have you ever come to anybody's apartment and they have a buzzer where you press it in and you hold it down for more than a second?
I looked over.
Public execution should be on the table.
I do it a lot. I hold it for at least a minute. You're in the shower.
I literally only do it as long as the Mission Impossible.
Why do you assume they're in the shower?
Everybody's always showering in my book.
Yeah. If they don't answer, then I understand the second long one. But the first one should always be like a, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But bling. If it's too fast, though, that's stupid. You have to do...
One second.
This is as fast as it goes. Ding, 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 ding. That's it.
That was long.
That was long,
no.
Dude.
Okay. Should we all go outside and ring the bell?
That nobody else heard?
But if it was just... Bling, there was something I was going to fucking say to you about this
whole thing. What's the next question?
Fuck. You know what I would get rid of? Which podcast? I listened to like an hour of Bill Simmons talking about Hardball, and I was like, I could have gotten my life back. I could have
just that one episode of, of Rewatchables.
The Rewatchables. Not a great episode, to be honest. Well, and I loved Hardball. Oh. Anyway, this one comes from Jan Armstrong, and they say... He says, thank you. Oh, thank you for reading my question on this week's episode. So now we have nothing. No, I'm just kidding. We have the big book of GIF.
Of Quiff.
Of Queefs.
Thank you very much, everybody, for listening to the pod. For all things podcast, go to heresthescenario.com. You got the link to iTunes, YouTube, anywhere you can stream podcasts can be found in the body description of the most recent episode at the top of the website. So here's the scenario.com that links you to the Patreon. We have a 2 bonus episodes that we do per week, both audio or video. We shoot them at different places in New York City. Shot them in Washington Square Park, also known as Dante's Inferno. We shot it over on the West Side Highway Park. It's been really cool. You know, we interact with some people as they walk by. Some tour guide weirdo jumped in. It was really great. And all of our bonus individual content also goes up there. Mike Takes Edibles goes up there early. Feeny's about to launch a solo pod that's going to go up there early. Sagalo is doing some hip-hops.
I'm doing some hip-hops.
Some hip-hops that are coming out early. Excited for all of that. And we're super pumped about what we're creating here. And then all of us individually and sometimes collectively are going on the road. My dates can be found at MikeCannonComedy.com. September 25th, I'll be in Fairfield, Connecticut for 2 shows at Fairfield Comedy Club. And then October 8th through the 11th, Sagalo and I are doing a Minotaur mini tour.
Hell yeah.
Just because it sounds similar. And we're going through Columbus, Ohio to McHenry, Illinois, all the way to Chicago. And it's going to be super fun. We're doing a ton of shows. We have a limited edition t-shirt that might knock the cock off of any band t-shirt I've ever seen in my life.
Hell yeah.
As designed by our lovely producer, I almost said publisher, Nicole, not my wife, Lyons. And it's just fantastic. I'm super pumped. We got 50 of them that we're selling on the road. We might sell one. We might sell 130. It's going to be great.
I love that Nicole's nickname whenever you're talking is not my wife.
Not my wife, Lyons.
Not my wife, Lyons.
September 24th, I'll be headlining 2 roads in Stratford, Connecticut. And then on the 25th, I'm in Colchester, Connecticut, headlining that. So go to MikeFeeneyComedy.com and grab tickets. And then go to my Twitch, twitch.tv/NYFreshmaker. We're having so much fun on there. We're streaming multiple days a week now.
Yeah,
and it's a real fun little community we're building over there.
I had a moment where I wasn't going on, and now I have complete FOMO every time I see you on, I want to play. So also follow me on Twitch, Sags2Riches. And also October 22nd, I will be headlining BJ Ryan. So if you would like to come out to that in Connecticut, I would love to see you. Please. Also come see us in the city. Who cares?
You're like the dog that tries to run through the invisible fence 5 times in a row.
What the fuck does that mean?
Everybody knows.
You know.
What does that mean? You know what that means?
Yeah. He knows exactly what that means.
There's nobody who knows what that means more than me after that whole unpleasantness with everybody that you know personally and respect as friends and comedians.
Yeah, you're
right. You have a scab all over your body.
Where?
That's what you're being.
You think I'm being a scab?
No, I don't know.
Okay, anyway, let's get to another question.
I won't feel bad, though, if something happens. I'll tell you that.
Man, I just watched the wheels. Dun, 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 dun. Just twist and saggle his head of sadness.
Yeah, it's already kind of off to a bad start. Because
let's get into it. We got to close the book and let's open a new one.
It's getting
closed. Because this is, now this is
it was two shows, now a half a one.
This is a segment, is a segment of our show called Who's Right and Who's Wrong? With Mike and Brendan.
Or are we talking about, hold on, I'm going to say one thing about it is, they already changed the day. It was supposed to be Saturday, now it's Friday, so it's already like,
weird. That doesn't seem solid at all.
That's okay.
Is it?
Just buy tickets and know that there might, there's just look up the refund policy.
Yeah, don't drive from anywhere far.
Let's not do this. Okay, I still want the show to happen.
No, we do too.
We're saying make sure there's a way to get their money back if in case they cancel it last minute like they've done 4 to 6 times with all of your closest friends. But now...
all right, here's the thing that me and Feeney were talking about on the train. Who's right? Who's wrong? Is there gray? What the fuck? I'm saying we're both wrong.
Okay? About that?
No. But Feeney is taking no responsibility, and I'll tell you, I'm just going to lay it all on the table.
Sure.
So unemployment has stopped.
Yes.
Feeney.
No more chains.
No more chains.
A week ago, I text Brendan, and I go, oh, my God, I see unemployment's ending. I thought there would still be another week.
And I said, yeah, they actually let us know like a week ago.
He went, yeah, man, they told us weeks ago what he texted
back. I said that,
back.
But he's hearing that.
Uh-huh.
I said that, though. You hear that part? I said that, but he's hearing that because you said that. So that's why I heard it, because you said it.
But just because I said something doesn't mean
just because I said something using the words you read doesn't
mean that it
came off the way I said it.
No, he's only... That's true! That's true, though! That's true. I said, yeah, man, they told us like a week ago or something. It was very like casual conversation.
I think you threw it weeks ago.
Just because Feeney is taking it like I'm being cunty doesn't mean I'm actually being cunty.
If there's anybody who could understand cuntiness more, don't you think I'd be able to? Yeah.
Well, I wasn't. Why would I be cunty about this?
We ask that a lot.
Look at this.
He goes, first he wrote back, yep. Then he wrote...
what time was this?
Saturday.
At what time?
4:40.
Okay, 4:40. Oh, right
in the middle of the day.
In the middle of the day.
Hmm. He goes, yep, now we die. Last chapter of our story. I go, I thought there was one more week. He goes, nah, man, they sent that email out like a week ago.
That's just casual conversation.
But you burst sent it, too.
I'm on your side now.
But he
that
burst
wasn't
sent
what
it.
You said.
Yeah.
Oh, you burst sent
he
it?
He burst
take
sent
a look.
It.
Take
Wait,
a look.
He
slammed?
No, I was just like.
He slammed.
Oh, slammed. No. Oh, you ever do that? You ever send something with an effect and you're like, gay? And it just slams onto the. I do that all the time.
So that happens. Whatever. We're all crying because the unemployment's ending. I get on the train.
I'm shocked you guys.
We're not crying. It's more just been like,
collecting.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It's a bummer.
Yeah.
So we get on the train, and Feeney goes...
Today.
Feeney thought that last weekend wasn't going to... It ended before last Sunday when you claim unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought, too. Feeney gets on the train and goes, oh, man, I am so happy that...
That's not what I said.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm so happy that I got my unemployment.
I said, you remember what? I go, turns out... There was an extra week. I was able to get one more week of it.
This is what I said. Why wouldn't you tell me?
And then proceeds to
because
yell.
Because of your message.
Well, there's that. But also, Brendan proceeds to blame me for him not having... Why wouldn't you text me? Why wouldn't you text me about it? And I go, why
sorry,
is it...
They should have sent you an email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A week ago.
Yeah. But you know that we...
Why is it
my
responsibility?
Because this is
to worry about his finances.
It's your responsibility as my friend to go
to worry about your finances.
Go, hey, I know
losing him. You're losing
him. I'm losing
him. Hurry! Hurry!
Would you rather? No. This is what I said to Feeney.
Would you rather watch your friend financially suffer or tell
if
him
I knew
necessary information
that there was a pair of like Jordan whatever sixes. That I knew that fucking Feeney would like. I don't know what
this analogy.
If there were Air Maxes that were like really nice,
I wear Air Max.
Okay, fine. If there were Air Maxes that are really nice, that were $20 when normally they're like $100, I would text Feeney and I would go, bro, they got those Air Maxes at blah, blah, blah. I would
and
tell
he'd
you.
And be like, yeah, I saw that a week ago.
Doesn't matter.
In an email.
Whatever to this joke.
That analogy sucks.
Yeah. It doesn't
suck. It's not my responsibility to worry about if you. I also had
friend.
Other things going
I'm your
on.
Best Here's the thing, friend.
Is he. Okay. It's you could win me with this argument, but you're failing.
How would you do
good
this?
Idea.
No, don't.
It's because you're not wrong that you don't have to. You didn't
and that
have
also,
to.
I was doing
hang
other
on,
stuff.
Hang on. Let me speak for him. Because you're not
my
wrong.
Lawyer?
Your responsibility is not to Brendan. However, if that conversation was had recently, as a friend, it would be a nice tip off to be like, hey, just a heads up, there actually was another week, even though
correct.
You were completely cunty to me and don't necessarily deserve this
I wasn't
type
completely
of warning.
Correct. Cunty to him, though.
Correct.
Was
just you're disagreeing with your motherfucking lawyer who is advocating on your behalf.
Your Honor, right. I would like to...
Exonerated of all charges. New best friend.
Correct. Correcting, yeah, and it, had it been the same day, I absolutely would have been. But this wasn't even, time had passed.
Like a 36 hours
you don't,
later.
You owe me money.
That's what he said on
split
the train.
It. Split like, yeah, PUA.
Split the money.
Give split it. To it. Me.
And he goes, you don't think I could get it now? He goes, eh, well, fuck, I wish I didn't know this to start my day. My whole day's ruined. Why'd
it's
you tell me this?
3:15 p.m.
Yeah.
It's all I can do is think about it.
But who's yeah.
all
Nicole,
I'm seeing?
What do you
all I'm
think?
Seeing is just would you unemployment? Unemployment?
Nicole, what do you think of this?
Nicole, everybody should talk.
I feel like you should have told him.
This is how we do it. Oh.
But at what point do I have to stop letting the baby bird and
it's
let him fly?
It's not a baby bird thing.
Well, we do feel like we take care
thing.
Of
you. Know
you.
What an adult.
He's saying we
I'm do look after you.
What are you talking about?
We look
well,
after
you're more,
your well-being.
You're in the
you're prep. More. You're more.
Well,
like,
you guys live in the same area.
You don't look after me. We're friends, okay?
Friends look after friends.
I almost dropped. I'm getting real sweaty.
Friends look
friends
after friends.
Friends do look after friends, and I look after you guys too. Mm-hmm. Every time somebody goes, "That guy's a hack. He's not funny. Old."
You go. Please stop talking about me like that. All right, we're
right. This is fucking hilarious.
What that's a new segment every
in fighting.
Right who's right?
Wrong.
Who's
yeah,
wrong?
Who's right? Who's wrong?
Another great name for a podcast.
We're all wrong. Would have been the
damn.
God. We really do have the best show. Tell your friends.
Yeah, and now that we're off unemployment.
Yeah.
Months ago, I thought we had to be.
You might be owed $10,000.
No, not even. No, because I've been on the road and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right.
All the money that I make, I can... Well, let's not talk about
this. Patreon.com/scenariopod.
Please help us out. All right. If you could have been the vice president to any American president, which president would you choose? I would say Obama, man.
I mean, because anybody could have done it, obviously.
Anybody could have done it. And
Joe well, just had to...
Yeah.
And then exactly. He got elected president just off the strength of being that guy's vice president.
Yeah, and he knows. I would like to talk to that guy.
He is a true Manchurian candidate, that Joe Biden.
I would like to be like, do you know that you're just kind of like a filler?
He, faux show,
yeah,
knows.
He's like, all right, well, see you in four
Come on,
years.
Man.
Yeah.
What do you mean,
Come
man?
Come on, man.
Yeah. Hey, man.
He's getting old.
He is getting old.
Stiff breeze is going to blow him straight off a mountain. It's going to be funny. Right on the campaign trail, he's going to be doing like a speech in front of the Grand Canyon and be like, and the best part about Arizonians.
I don't think
he really is
run.
Abe Simpson.
He's not going to run for a second thing, is he?
He can barely walk for a second one. What's up, dude?
Wow.
Wow.
Sorry, that was one of those water balloons that burst as soon as you let
yeah,
go.
Yeah, the one where you're like, and cover sucks. Yourself.
I would love to get in a water balloon fight.
Well, Patreon.
For the Patreon.
Nude water bottle fight.
Water bottle?
Yeah, we just shove it up.
Just hand. Throw water bottles
yeah.
at each other?
Full, painful water bottles?
Did you? I don't know if you guys had this near where you grew up, but we had crab apples. Did you ever have those? They're like tiny little fucking, yeah. Almost looked like walnuts, but yeah. They were apples.
Yeah.
And you'd throw it and it would sting.
Explode,
no,
right?
It was hard. It would sting like a fucking musket ball. And every parent had the story about how their best friend got a crab apple to the eye and he can't see or whatever. And it just never stopped anybody from doing it.
Did you get hit with so many you turned into a little crab apple?
A crabby apple.
We used to have those little like red berries that were on bushes that like if you they had like such a thin layer of skin you could move them away and they would stick to your clothes and just stain and ruin them. God. You remember those?
Yeah. Just accidentally lick your tongue and die.
Yeah.
Start tripping.
Yeah, they weren't edible. They certainly weren't edible.
No. You didn't want to eat them.
Why did you show just your lower teeth?
Yeah, why did you just English bulldog yourself? You really are a genetically modified man. There's no way
you.
Two people had sex to have you. They had, they had to baste your mom.
Yeah. My dad was a wolf. What about you? What president would you rather be a vice president for? The first president, George
I was
going
to say, I feel like George Washington's great because you don't have to do any, because there's no precedent.
But there was probably the most work to do because you had to construct.
They
the
thought
country.
You were president too.
No, they didn't. Who was George Washington's vice president?
Abe Froman.
Froman. Everybody knows.
Sausage King of Chicago.
Yeah. There's no way to.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah. There's no way to, like, you know, there was no. Even someone's like, hey, this is your job. You should be doing this. I go, not me. It's the president's job. And they go, all right, probably. You know,
yeah. You go, hey, I'm just here to say hi.
But they loved quills and parchments. They probably had all that written out. Or you had to write it. You had to write.
No,
that was like
Jefferson and Adams and all those guys. They were the ones.
They were the
quill
writing. You had to take ownership of your position.
I bet the vice president of George Washington, I bet that sucked. I bet he was like, anything that I don't want to do, you're fucking doing.
No, but he wasn't that. They were too busy. Like, they were like fighting a war. You know, it wasn't like, it wasn't peace times.
I wonder if he went, like, did he go through several, Nicole? Was there a vice president? There was.
That's a good question.
That is a vice. Good question.
Was there a secretary of state?
Whoa!
Wow! Pretty cool, man. It was John Adams.
History is cool.
Some of it.
I mean, the history as a whole is very cool.
Sure.
But there's a lot of it that is not cool.
It is weird that, like, as an adult, I've since grown interest in, I mean, it's, Nicole, just take it. Laughing at the absurdity.
Of me going, there's a lot of
it. It's very cool. A lot of stuff has happened.
But some of it, not so cool.
Yeah, but even that is cool because then you learn from it and become our current selves.
Some of it is not so gnarly.
And Nazi gnarly.
Yeah. Nice. All right, here's another question. If you could unknow one thing you know, what would it be?
Your name.
Of course.
I would assume you would pick what Brendan's asshole looks like.
No, that doesn't bother me.
I forgot that we even did that.
It never comes up in my brain. Never once.
I'm not even... If somebody asked me, have you ever shown your asshole to someone, I would go, oh.
It had zero
impact. So. But it is on the Tron if you want to see it.
Yeah.
Not my asshole.
Not your asshole, my reaction to said asshole. Well,
where's that picture?
What? That
of my butthole?
Of his butthole?
That you
grabbed. Oh, that's in
his,
my phone.
It's in his favorites
in my
folder.
Phone. I have both the far one, the natural, and then I cropped it in, and it's just
a lot
mess.
Of people have... It's not a mess.
It is a mess. It looks like a softly drawn Mr. Peanut. I've never seen anything quite like it.
It's not a mess.
It's like a...
I'm sure your asshole stinks.
Yeah, of course it does. I've never been shy of
that. This is
the
problem with you. It's that everything...
That would have been a good name for my
guy.
This is the problem with you.
Is it too late? Is it taken? Now, there is just no way... There you go. There's a softly drawn Mr. Peter.
That's exactly what it looks like, except blood red.
Can we bring up my asshole?
Oh, no.
It's not blood
Why
red.
It
blood was.
Red?
It's not... Red, man.
No, you're right.
Like a
neither
baboon's
are your
ass?
I take care of
Neither are your cheeks.
My cheeks aren't red either.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, get out of here. Oh. This is assault because Nicole's here.
Oh, sorry, Nicole.
That's right. I didn't mind it.
You have to ask permission.
Didn't mind it.
Dude, your ass has like red constellation of stars on it.
There are a lot of pimpies.
Yo, there is the
You have butt
big,
acne?
I don't have
big,
butt acne.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Right now, I have a
truly
couple of
beg
pimples.
To differ.
Yeah, because I eat McDonald's with my asshole.
It's just a greasy Mac right
yeah,
up the
yeah,
shitter.
All right. What would you like to unknow? What
we,
my butt
We
looks
can
like?
Keep that, right?
Are we allowed to put that up?
It actually barely showed.
Yeah, it was just... It was
just a long, flat surface with a crack.
Dude, your ass,
my ass really, is not
your
that
ass,
flat.
Your, it's the flat.
I thought it was flat.
Your ass looks like Rocky Balboa's swollen eye. Like, it's that.
I didn't hear a bell.
Yeah, my butt. I do the Ace Ventura thing.
I didn't hear a bell. I didn't hear no bell.
Unknown.
I didn't get any smell.
I didn't hear no smell.
It's fun on so
many
levels.
The name of the episode? I didn't hear no smell.
What?
New podcast.
What would I unknow? I guess like the idea of algorithms, I guess, would be a good thing to unknow. Is just because it's like now we know it and we're trying to adhere to it and nothing's changing. So now it's just making things worse.
Yeah.
It just is like a
becoming prisoner to it.
Yeah.
To having to put something up at 3 and then at 6. You know, fucking stinks.
What would you unknow? I would unknow what I just saw.
this moment?
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't want to unknow anything because everything I know makes me who I am today.
God, I wish. Do you know what I wish? I wish I had.
I wish.
At my ready at all times, a fucking blow dart that I could just pull out and go right into his neck.
I would like a pistol, a super soaker. Just like a like that. Yeah.
Like a little cat thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, spray bottle. I need a spray bottle for Brendan.
Set to this.
Yeah, put some purple Fanta in that. I'm like, I love it.
I'm bringing you a spray bottle next week.
Don't bring a spray bottle.
I'm going to. Two bottles.
Cool. Then I'll bring a fucking
spray bottle. I
guarantee
you.
You'll never remember. And then when you don't remember, you'll be like, why wouldn't you remind me? It's your responsibility to have my day around your day.
I wouldn't... I wouldn't accuse you I wouldn't be mad at you for not reminding me because that makes sense. But when it comes to money, you know, and you can help a friend.
But it makes sense when you realize the power structure is built off of Feeny feeling superior.
That's so true.
If not that, what do I have?
So true.
Besides my unemployment, which I did get.
He had a text ready.
And I took a
and
screenshot
then you deleted
of me
it.
Going
when
to
when are you
going to
get that computer?
Yeah. Heard you're $400 short. Did he write back?
No, he didn't write back.
Ian's got a brand new
Ian Finance
streamable, like ready to go computer sitting in the brown box it came in for the last over 2 months. And he's not using it because he's too busy, you know, posting Instagram stories with his girlfriend. And he's in love. He's having
he's
a good time.
He's in love.
So, but Brendan, meanwhile, is like jonesing to get a computer. And Ian just has one in a box at the ready, just 3 plugs and 2 wires away from full on friendship, which is...
All he has to do is... I'll buy
and
it.
Brendan will buy it for, buy it for the full cost of it, for the price of it.
Well,
and...
Yeah. I'd have to.
It would be a payment plan.
It would be. Yeah. It would be.
Layaway?
I am just. Yeah, I'm waiting for a specific.
Wow, it's weird that he hasn't jumped at that opportunity to be owed money.
Well, I texted him and I said, hey, do you still have that PC? Do you use it? And he didn't write back at all. And then today I sent him a GIF that me and Feeny like from. Elf of the who
you
was,
like it too?
Yeah, you like it.
Based on love,
not anymore. I didn't know that was yours and Feeny's.
No, it's my thing. I've said
well,
to everybody forever.
Well, you were kind. We kind of did it together. But yeah, if you want it to be your thing,
you asked me. You
out.
Begged me to send it to you. You go. Can
did
you
I
send
beg?
That one to me? I love that one. I want to send it to Ian. I know it's yours, but for this one time, could I please?
Nothing
is ever what
that.
It is. With you.
No, it's nothing is ever what it is with
ever
me. Either.
What
no,
it is.
Nothing's ever what it is. Nothing's ever what it is.
I mean, who are you?
My name is Rodrigo.
You are a pink glacier. Only a little bit is visible and everything else is underwater.
I fucking love that shit.
I didn't know where you were going with that, but there I loved it.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah. You don't know me.
You don't know me.
Okay, here's another question.
We have two more.
Two more questions.
Here's the scenario.com for everything podcast. Subscribe on iTunes. Yeah. Write us a review.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody dropping in the YouTube and writing comments and help generating the algo and pushing our shit out there. We appreciate you. We see you. We love you. The other ones we won't comment on. And, patreon.com/scenariopod. See us live. We are three really, really good stand-up comedians, and you need to see us all live. It's a fantastic experience, and we're just
here's the thing too, and we've definitely described this before, but it really is the case where as great as Rage Against the Routine and Life Begins and Not Now More Than Ever and all of our specials are and everything.
I was about to call it Rooftop Bonanza.
I should have called it that. I should have called it Rooftop Bonanza.
And as much as you might enjoy those and love those and everything, there is no substitute for live comedy. So as much as it might make you laugh, and we hope that it does and that you love it, being in that room, it's at least 50% better.
And it's brand new.
Yeah.
It's all new shit.
Yeah, we're doing all new shit. And we're going to places within the next couple of months that we've never been and probably aren't going to go till next year or whatever.
Yeah. So, the last time I was in Chicago, I had 100% of a different act.
Yeah.
So come out. I know we have a ton of Chicago listeners.
Chicago.
Brendan has never been.
Chicago.
We're going to shove Chappelle up our shitters.
You should.
Have you been there, Lucas? You've never been to Chicago? Yeah. I mean, this is going to
be the best. It's
going to
be the best. We're
going to
be in Ohio. We're also
meet us out there.
When is it?
The 10th and 11th of October, Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, be fun. And we're also all doing Skankfest, and we're going to be in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's gonna be great. Fuck.
I'm going to Joel Osteen on the Sunday.
Cool.
For sure.
How much are tickets to that?
Zero. Free.
Let's
one of the
go.
Few, but apparently it's like mostly he comes out and like waves his porcelain teeth for 3 seconds, and then his dumb wife and mother say some shit.
That
and then
sucks.
He just is counting money in the back while people are fake.
Alex was going with you at the time, right?
Who?
When it was last year, Alex.
Alex who?
From Irish Goodbye.
I don't know who that is.
Gotcha. Nice.
Great. All right. Here's the question: if you could have one entire country depopulated as your own private property, which country would you take as your own?
Israel.
That would be hilarious. Just be like, yeah, this is all mine.
Minesies. I want to be back for when Christ comes back.
Yeah, you're basically the dad coming in when two siblings are fighting.
I said it on Rosh Hashanah too. What a piece of shit.
Is it Rosh Hashanah right now?
Yesterday was.
And today. Today's the last day, right? Yeah, look at me.
I would say, initially I was going to be like Italy, but then with Italy.
Italy's great.
Yeah, but what makes Italy great is the people that make all the food. Like, if you have an empty country, a deserted, now you're like, now the thing that draws me to Italy is no longer.
You can keep
one
70-year-old arthritic woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I would say, though? Maybe, like, Thailand and just get,
all those boys?
Crazy beaches.
Yeah.
No, it's depopulated. There's nobody there.
Yeah, but maybe
there's
the
no
bodies
boys.
Of the boys are
the bodies
still laying around, still warm.
The bodies? Yeah.
Let the bodies hit the flow. That's a great answer. All of these answers, it's like, if it's depopulated, then what's the fucking point?
The point is you can bring your friends and family and just set up shop in a complete country by yourself.
Then I'm going to take America, and I'm going to be...
It's very big.
Yeah, where would you live? What state?
I don't know. Maybe I'll have different places.
Hmm.
I'd like the frontier, maybe.
Okay.
You know, those big mountain ranges?
Yeah.
You know? Be like little Fievel.
God, I would pay money to see like an episode. You know the episode of The Office where Michael goes into
Survivor
the
Man.
Survivor Man. I would pay legitimate money for you to go out into the wherever
frontier,
just isolated frontier, by yourself with a tripod and
fucking
a
coyotes and
dude,
shit.
That
I'm like shaking
needs to happen. Even if it's not the frontier,
if
it's just Rockland,
that's
and you're
like,
in
I was
the
gonna
woods.
Say that'd be like assisted suicide within hours.
Yeah, but we'd watch from afar with binocs.
I would leave. I'd be like, yeah, let's get everything done.
We'd blow dart you in.
Every time I try to leave, fuck. Keep waking up in the middle of the forest. Like, what the hell?
Like live, die, repeat.
Yeah.
Oh, we could like just do that camping trip, and then we'll take Brendan like 100 yards away and then blindfold him, spin him 3 times, and see if he can make his way back.
I bet you could do that in Washington Square Park, and he couldn't find himself here.
What's happening here?
We've turned on you.
What the hell do you think of me? You think this guy's going to be good out in the woods? Look at
him. We've been out in the woods.
Look at him.
Yeah, I've been out in the woods with Feeney. He's actually
I've been out in the woods with both of you, except for you. I've been out in the woods with
Feeney. So, right off the bat, you're a thing half wrong.
The woods
You've gone camping? You've gone camping?
The woods suck.
It's weird because you could live out there the longest without a fire.
Why?
Look at you.
Because I'm handsome?
Yeah, you can live off...
Bears will come up and
you
go...
You can live off handsome proteins from your stomach.
Yeah, bears will run away hearing your stomach growling, think it's other bears.
Yeah, yeah well, bears will come at you because they'll be like, I only eat gay guys, so...
I guess that's the show, everybody.
That's the show. We love it.
It's patreon.com/scenariopod.
Here's the Scenario is Mike Feeney, Mike Cannon, and Brendan Sagalow. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. For more information about the show, visit heresthescenario.com. The Scenario.